you realize we have education systems that have been going on inertia. It's not just a question of, being risk averse. It's also a question of abdicating those decisions to sets of people who, in spite of their best intention, are not equipped to understand what are the requirements of a new century. So even when you look at traditional knowledge, even as you do something as basic as mathematics, you realize that the people that we put in charge coming up with the recommendations have a very traditional view themselves, because they, in turn, have the confines of their own biases, be they academic environments or what have you, that prevent them from seeing what math could be in the modern world. And for much beyond those who only go to, let's say, 40 universities. That's just taking an example. You can generalize that to other facets of knowledge that are not addressed, be they robotics or synthetic biology or cinematography or whatever. You can generalize that to other dimensions of an education, as was said here and there before by Carol and Andreas and so on, and Hong Kong as well, about the need for skills, not just knowledge. That's the second dimension. We're talking about creativity, communication, collaboration, critical thinking, etc. The necessity for character education, which sometimes gets called values, temperament, behaviors, attitudes, and so on. And by character, we mean initiative and persistence and so on. And then, if you think about how do we prepare to remain constantly at the forefront, because no one can see in a crystal ball accurately from the get-go what will be needed in the future, there are shorter-term ways of dealing with this, which Andreas alluded to, meaning get the employers involved and get the person themselves involved, which is the second way, meaning metacognition, learning how to learn and being in charge of your own learning throughout your life is in itself a trait that needs to be imparted and a dimension that school systems as well as standards need to pay attention to.